welcome to On the Brighter Side. I'm your host, Monica Tanner, and I'm really excited about our episode today. We have a bonus episode, and I am going to be talking about my very favorite planning tool, which is a calendar created by my good friend, Crystal, who is here with us today to talk to us a little bit about the importance of planning, the benefits of planning, and how her essential calendar can help you do all of this efficiently. So help me welcome my friend, Crystal. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm really happy to be here. Thanks, Monica.
Awesome. So let's start by having you tell us a little bit about yourself and your family.
Yeah, of course. We live in San Antonio, Texas, and we have two boys. We have a 13-year-old and a 10-year-old. So I feel like we're kind of shifting out from like little kids and entering this new teenage stage with bigger kids. That's been really, really fun. And we also have a dog named Murphy who keeps us on our toes. But yeah, that's us.
Awesome. So you're also the creator of the Essential Calendar. Tell us a little bit about your company and the idea behind your product.
Yeah. So it really started, my oldest son was just finishing up kindergarten, and he has one of the most extroverted personalities I've ever come across. And I was just feeling really anxious about this summer coming up because he really thrives on like routine and structure, all of which really made like a school environment a really great fit for him. And I just knew that long, lazy days at home with a toddler was a potential minefield for meltdowns. And being an introvert myself, I really needed to balance out his needs and then my own needs of just kind of being a little bit more home and relaxed. And during this time, I was taking a graphic design course online. And so with my really rudimentary skills, I just drew up a 15-week calendar that spanned from Memorial Day all the way to Labor Day. So it gave us a visual of our whole summer. And then I went through and I jotted down the times that we were going to be traveling, if we had like little day trips planned, any like community events that we wanted to attend, different things like that. And then I was able to see like, or in like birthdays, holidays, everything that like that we had, that was kind of like a natural flow for our schedule. And then I was able to see where things were either stacking up and feeling busy, or where we had really long open weeks where we had nothing planned. So then I was able to go through and I would like write, okay, so today's going to be a library day, or we're going to meet friends at the park, or we're going to go to the pool, or we're going to go to museums, just to be able to have like a visual of how the summer was going to come together. And it was so beneficial for me to like take an intentional approach to that summer and how we planned it. And then it was a really interesting side effect on how my son was able to independently check to see what was coming up. So he always knew. He was one that before bedtime, we would just have to run through what's coming up the next day so that he could like start processing on what to expect. But he could independently go and look at our calendar and know like, oh, tomorrow we're going to the library, or tomorrow is the 4th of July, or, you know, and be able to have a good sense. And then also as we marked days off, we knew like how close the school year was starting. So it just gave us a really good visual on how that summer was coming up. And then it just morphed after that. I shared it with a few friends and we made a holiday calendar to span October to December, which is another really busy time of year. And then it grew into an annual calendar. So now we have it for all four seasons throughout the year. So you get four pages and it just does a season at a time, but gives you that broad overview of how things are shaping up in your life.
Awesome. Well, I love that view because it is really nice to be able to see 3 months at a time when you're looking at the busy time. You can look at it in quarters and kind of figure out your life in those seasonal cycles.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. Yeah. So since we're focusing so much on marriage and health, I thought that you could maybe talk about how planning is the key to making your marriage a priority and how we can do this with your specific calendar.
Yes, thank you. This has been really top of mind for me lately. And it really, I feel like it just comes down to communication. The calendar provides, again, like a really good visual reminder and helps everyone have the chance to even out conflict before major stresses arise. I don't know what it's like for other people, but at our house, we just have the four people, the two kids and the mom and dad, but we're all going in different directions and we all have different things going on. So what we do is every week we sit down and we go over the weekly schedule on who's going where, what's coming up. If my husband has extra, like a big work project that week, so he's going to be late at work. And so I know that going into the week instead of just being caught off guard and feeling frustrated that he's not home yet. And then also being able to put out fires before they arise, right? I feel like sometimes daily life is just trying to like manage things instead of like making real progress towards things. And so we're able to work out logistics beforehand and be able to figure out how everything's going to get done. And then also, I really like that just being aware of each other's schedules, just being aware of how we're spending our days, what's coming up, what things do we want to add in that would help give us some like life, you know, like life-giving things. And then also the last thing that's been really, really beneficial for my husband and I is being able to deliberately schedule date night. I feel like that sometimes can get backburnered, and it did for us for a long time. And then being able to add them to the calendar and know that they're coming up and have them already scheduled, and the kids know about it, like everybody's in the loop that this is just something that we do. And it's funny, my husband and I actually more recently have even started scheduling in times to talk. A lot of times our schedules don't align to where we're even in the same room at the same time for more than 20 minutes, right? And so like, for instance, we actually have this evening, we're like, we need to block out some time this evening to catch up on a few things on like what's going on in each other's lives, because we just haven't had time to talk in a few days. So that's been really funny to see just even those like smaller moments. Sometimes they need to get scheduled if you have a lot going on.
I hear you. That is so important. Date nights and family meetings and couple chats, I think, are so important to get on the calendar. And also, I keep track of the family schedule in my phone, which I've gotten really proficient at. But what I love about your calendar is that it is a visual for my kids. They can write their own activities up there, and then they can see kind of what's coming up, what we value, like date night. You know, when they see date night written in stone in the calendar every week, they know that that's something that mom and dad prioritize, like they prioritize the games and the practices and the concerts and the recitals that the kids do. So, you know, it's the important priorities that go up on the calendar. And I like for my kids to be able to see that and get excited about what's coming up. So
absolutely. And I actually use a digital calendar as well. And I feel like that really helps me day to day. But whereas like the 3-month calendar gives you a really great overview for your whole life, right? Like how things are shaping up. And it's funny though, too, with the digital calendar, because it's not something that my kids really have access to, right? They're not like in the calendar that way. And so I feel like I then am the holder of all the information, and I have to disseminate that information, right? They have to come to me to be able to get that information. Whereas if it's just displayed on the wall, they have access to that. And even the other day, my son came up to me and he was like, "Hey mom, when's our next school break?" And then before I could even answer, he's like, "Oh wait, I'm going to go check the calendar." Like he knew to get that information. And it was like such a relief for me to be like, "Oh, like I, you know, I don't have to be the only one that has this information and be able to, it's my job to then give it to them." So
yeah, that's a lot of responsibility as the mom to always be answering the questions about the schedule, right? That's perfect. So talk about how holding family meetings and collaborating on the family schedule can distribute the mental load of managing the household, like we just were talking about.
Yeah, I think that you hit it on the head with like, typically moms are the ones with all the schedules, activities, assignments, extracurricular, shopping, everything like that in her brain. And it does take a lot of energy and mental space to keep all of those moving parts. So when you have your family meeting, you can invite your family to contribute. You can say, you know, these are the things we have coming up. Is there anything that we want to add? Like maybe this one thing isn't as meaningful to us anymore and we want to swap it out for something else. Or if everybody, you know, like who's picking up the kids, who's dropping off the kids, or maybe we need to, like the other day, we were talking about a little schedule conflict and my son was like, "Actually, our neighbor's going to this as well, so I can just get a ride with them." Like it was like he was involved in the conversation and then he was able to then like find a solution. And so it wasn't even like that my husband and I had to sort it out anymore. Like he did, he like really contributed to the conversation and knew that his friend or our neighbor was going to be there, so he could just hop in the car with them. And then also you have advance notice for like projects, performances, things like that, so that it's not like a scramble to get out the door some nights, or you're like at 9:30 at night and they have a project due the next day, right? Like all of that has been talked about beforehand. And then I also like, especially with my kids, we also talk about budgets and bandwidth. So if they have something that they want to do, or we have something coming up, then we can talk about like what resources we have available. Is it something we can do right away? Is it something we need to save for? Is it a season of life with like my husband or I that it's really not feasible, but we could push it back a few weeks, so that they, so like our kids are really contributing to the ways that our family spends time. But we also, my husband and I, I can also like insert our needs and be like, we can do this. We're just going to have to shift the time, or we can do this. We're just going to have to save money in this way. So I really love the collaboration that it invites the family.
Yeah. I love the spreading of the responsibility and helping kids learn at a young age how to participate in the calendaring, in the scheduling, and like your son finding his own ride. I mean, that's awesome. We have a 16-year-old driver now, which has changed our life. But he gets his work schedule up on the calendar, and then I know when he's available to help drive and all of those things.
Right. Yeah. Family life, it really is so many moving parts.
Awesome. Well, you seem to me like someone who values fun. I haven't known you for that long, but for the time I've known you, you seem like fun is really important to you. So how can planning fun help any marriage and family really thrive?
Well, thank you. It's funny because I actually, a lot of my personality, I can be practical to a fault. So I feel like inserting fun is actually something I need to practice, because sometimes I just get like kind of stuck in routines and just want to keep things like moving. But what I love about it is that it helps, like what we talked about a minute ago, where you can see like the open spaces you have in your calendar. And so you can be like, you know what, that actually would be a really great weekend for us to go camping, or, you know, like whatever it is that your family really enjoys, to where it's not stressful. You know, it's coming up, and then you can kind of like have a plan in place, which for my personality, I really like, right? Like being able to like get that plan in place. And it's so helpful for families, just like laughing together, creating memories together, getting out of the day to day, just like running a household. It really leaves everybody feeling rejuvenated and refreshed, and it smooths out a lot of those wrinkles of everyday living.
So what differentiates your calendar from most of the calendars you see or that are available for purchase is that you have 3 months at a time that are visible on a page. Can you talk about the value in scheduling 3 months at a time over just 1 month at a time?
Yeah. So for us, it's been really amazing to just have that foresight that you get from scheduling things a little bit farther out. One thing that's kind of interesting too is our winter calendar just started, and it actually goes through the end of March, which, you know, you think winter, that's the end of March, but it's really a wonderful like mental visual to have Christmas and spring break on the same page, because that feels like, you know, spring break feels like sunshine and warmth and long days, but winter can be dark and long, cold days. So having both of those on the same page can be really just life-giving to know that it's just around the corner. It's also great for goals and school semesters. Planning a year at a time is like too long. Planning 1 month at a time often feels too short. So it feels like it's just the perfect amount of time to kind of look at your life in chunks like that.
Yeah, I really love that. Any last thoughts about scheduling or how managing the family schedule with the essential calendar can help family life run more smoothly?
Yeah, we love just how it helps families stay connected and aware of each other. It also gives a container to have those family discussions, something to meet around and like talk about and start those conversations. It's funny, we hear often that like, this is the product I never knew I needed. And people are surprised at how a simple shift in calendaring can ease scheduling burdens, allowing for downtime and giving perspective. So it's such a small shift, but it has really wonderful benefits.
Yes. Awesome. So now that we're totally sold on this idea of the essential calendar, where can everyone find this awesome product and get it up and going just as the new year is starting?
Yeah. Our website is theessentialcalendar.com, and we're also on Instagram at The Essential Calendar.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Crystal. Have a wonderful, wonderful end of your year.
Thank you. It was great to chat with you today, Monica.
I just love Crystal and The Essential Calendar. I have loved using mine and am having so much fun decorating next year's calendar with the fun tape and the cool pen that she sent me that you can get in the bundle. And I just wanted to let you know, I don't get anything when you purchase an essential calendar, but I absolutely love it. Crystal has offered to give you guys a 15% discount on anything on her website when you use the code BRIGHTER15. So I will make sure that that's linked in the show notes for you, as well as in my Instagram profile, where you can go and get your essential calendar for 2020 and get 15% off with the code BRIGHTER. So make sure you join us on Monday for our regularly scheduled podcast. We have Dr. Jennifer Finlayson Fife talking about New Year's resolutions and staying mentally healthy in 2020. 20. You are not going to want to miss that episode. So we'll see you in just a few days. Until then, have courage, be kind, and stay on the brighter side.